Your 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
The French President Emmanuel Macron has said he believes it's feasible to talk about a truce in the war and start of negotiations for a sustainable peace between Ukraine and Russia within weeks. Mr. Macron made the remark during an interview with Fox News shortly after meeting the US President Donald Trump at the White House.
We worked very hard together with the UK Prime Minister to have a French-UK proposal to say we are ready to send troops, not to go to the front line, not to go in confrontation, but to be in some locations, being defined by the treaty, as a presence to maintain this peace and our collective credibility with a US backup and a US backstop.
At the United Nations, the United States voted with Russia, Belarus and North Korea and against European countries on a resolution regarding Ukraine. The UN Security Council adopted a resolution calling for an end to the war in Ukraine that contained no criticism of Russia's aggression. The US text marked a clear shift in the US stance in Ukraine under President Donald Trump, pitting the US against traditional European allies. Including the elected members of the Security Council, there were 10 votes in favour and 5 abstentions. The UK and France abstained, allowing the resolution to pass. Earlier in the UN General Assembly, the text of a United States resolution was amended by European nations to add condemnation of Russian aggression and insisting on Russia's withdrawal from Ukrainian territory. In advance of the vote, the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, delivered Ireland's national statement.
We are here to mark 3 years since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. We are here to reaffirm our steadfast commitment to international law and to the fundamental principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity outlined in the UN Charter. Russia's full-scale invasion was an act of unprovoked and unjustified aggression against a peaceful neighbour.
It's emerged that an art scanner purchased for more than €120,000 by the National Gallery 8 years ago has not been used. There have been difficulties finding a suitable location for the machine. It follows on from the recently announced review into spending at the Arts Council. The issue is likely to be discussed by Cabinet today when Arts Minister Patrick O'Donovan brings the annual report of the National Gallery to Cabinet. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
In November 2017, the National Gallery purchased an X-ray system valued at €124,805 as part of what was called the Digital Investigation Imaging Project. The equipment was described as essential to the process of examining the gallery's paintings in a non-destructive way. Since 2018, the gallery has worked with the OPW to find a suitable location for the scanner, but has not found a suitable room to date. This is because there are concerns about the load-bearing capacity of possible locations due to the weight of the scanner. A tender was issued in November 2018, but the only bid received was non-compliant. The gallery is now looking at using the scanner as a mobile unit on-site, and it could come into use later this year.
Gardaí investigating the death of a man at an apartment in Middleton in County Cork say that one line of inquiry being followed is that he became ill after drinking home-produced spirits. The 66-year-old man from Poland was found unresponsive and his wife unwell by Gardaí responding to an emergency call to their home yesterday afternoon. A report from the Medical Council has recommended greater caution and strict monitoring by doctors of prescribing sleeping tablets and similar drugs. The review says the issue affects patient safety and has significant implications for public health. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Benzodiazepines are commonly prescribed drugs for sleep problems, anxiety and seizures. A new report from the Medical Council has recommended greater caution and strict monitoring of the prescribing of sleeping tablets and other similar drugs by doctors. The report says that while benzodiazepines may have a role in the treatment of a patient on a time-limited basis, caution and strict monitoring are required when they are prescribed. Benzodiazepines were the fourth most common drug causing presentations to addiction services in 2023. These drugs are also implicated in drug-related deaths. There has been a 45% increase where benzodiazepines have been implicated in deaths in recent years. Today's report calls for further education of doctors, pharmacists and the public on the issue. It also recommends a central repository for data accessible to prescribers to enhance visibility of private prescribing of controlled drugs.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Today will be fresh with sunny spells and showers. The showers will mainly affect the western half of the country in the morning, but will become more widespread this afternoon. Some will turn heavy. There may be hail. Highest temperatures will range from 7 to 10 degrees. And there's a warning that tonight, south to southeast winds veering westerly will reach gale force 8 for a time on coastal waters from Hookhead to Mizenhead to Errishead.